Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Saturday, May 24th. I'm in the car today, and I'm talking about, I'm talking about the book, the biography of Primo Levi that, that I bought yesterday out at the Mayfair Mall Barnes & Noble on sale. It's a biography
joins the visceral realist poetry movement led by Roberto Bolaño's alter ego Arturo Bellano and his friend Mario Santiago's alter ego Ulysses Lima. And Juan Garcia Madero, the young 17-year-old, joins the group, stops attending classes, loses his virginity several times in close succession with several women, and all in all manages to squeeze.
I wake up in the middle of the night, and sometimes I see my computer. The monitor is lit as I glance into the other room, as if some ghost has opened it up, and I have yet to track down which computer program is causing this.
A fascinating book. And I'm really having to volunteer on a case-by-case basis. I fly to somewhere tomorrow. I'm flying to the other place. Hot house. People in Chicago.
Jews in tourism.
Working through the box.
We are at this point
very hard.
Early in the
6x9 paper is the best.
In the Mussolini fascist days. But the book begins roughly with the ghettoization of the Italian Jews in 1725, or at least the Mondovi area where the Levi family lived, was forced into ghettos in 1725. They remained in the ghettos until 1796. 1796 was when Napoleon came along and liberated the ghetto.
Now, it seems to me, and perhaps I will return to this idea later, that the real sophistication, the way you show yourself as being part of the world of knowing what's going on.
I'd rather not talk about it because I didn't understand it.
In the ghettos, there were
Juan Garcia Madero, I'd like to point out, is not just another version of Roberto Bolaño, as one reviewer suggested. I don't remember who, but I read nearly every review I could find on the internet of The Savage Detectives about a year ago after I first read the book. And I recall that this review, where the reviewer pointed out that Roberto Bolaño has to write about
all of those words make sense, what the sentence means as a whole,
I have no idea.
What is applied to the body C is the action of the body P on the body C. Okay. Yeah. So he's. Ooh, that's just an amazing sentence there. What is applied to body C is the action.
The exact details of all that is a fascinating thing. This is only coming up in the biography.
So we're talking about something
as it refers to the family of Primo Levi, but then they. Let me see here if I remember this correctly. In 1848, the House of Savoy, the new king or whoever it was,
self-absorption, dooming his own writing, whatever he happens to be actually saying, to the junk heap, a mere preparatory exercise. So, I am never going to share this with the world. The only pleasure I have right now, and I do feel nervous,
is the pleasure of a critical bully puppet.
But it's also a conversation which a smart critic like Schwabsky, proceeding carefully and almost deductively, so as not to seem a mere cheerleader for this week's naive, tends to grant Odermatt entrance into the world of art through one door.
Something like that. This guy had a number of eerie similarities later on with Primo Levi himself. And again, because I'm having to do this entirely from memory, because I'm driving and I just read it yesterday. So it's sort of a first oral exam. It's actually a process by which I am attempting to digest this information and make it part of myself.
And thus, we are compelled to bring into our definition